prepare to leave. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A stark new warning for Americans in Ukraine from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan that we are in the window for Russian President Vladimir Putin to invade Ukraine, and Americans should leave within the next 24 to 48 hours.
We can't pinpoint the day at this point, and we can't pinpoint the hour. But what we can say is that there is a credible prospect that a Russian military action would take place even before the end of the Olympics.
So Sullivan said he doesn't know if Putin has made any decision to invade. President Biden is set to speak with Putin by phone tomorrow to again make an attempt at diplomacy. The Navy says four destroyers are now positioned in European waters. They're all ballistic missile defense ships, and each has a full complement of Tomahawk missiles. Earlier today, the Pentagon announced an additional 3,000 U.S. troops are headed to Poland from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. A judge in Canada has ordered truckers at the Ambassador Bridge between Ontario and Michigan to end their five-day-old blockade that's disrupted the flow of goods between the two countries and forced the shutdown of Toyota and Ford plants due to a lack of supplies. The protests had begun because truckers were upset over the country's vaccine mandate, but has morphed into a broader statement against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government. The FDA putting the brakes on the push to speed up Pfizer's COVID vaccine for children under 5 years old.
The initial thinking among federal health officials was that the child-sized doses of the vaccine would likely be approved as a two-shot regimen, while ongoing studies would determine at a later date whether a third dose would be needed. Well, FDA officials say the surge in Omicron cases also brought on a flood of new data that led them to their decision today.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri in Atlanta. Wall Street worries over Ukraine rattled the markets. The Dow lost 503. The Nasdaq minus 394. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Newark, New Jersey this afternoon to get a firsthand look at a project that will replace thousands of lead water pipes in the state over the next 10 years.
The solution is evident. And so the bipartisan infrastructure law, the Biden-Harris Lead Pipe and Paint Action Plan is about using this as a model of what we will do around the country.
Governor Phil Murphy signed a package last year that raises homeowner taxes to help pay for the project. Trustees at the University of Alabama have voted unanimously to remove the name of a former governor who led the Ku Klux Klan from a campus building and rename it solely for the school's first black student. Last week, they had announced the building was to be called Lucy Graves Hall, but after public criticism, decided to drop the name of former Governor Bibb Graves and name the building Authorin Lucy Hall. The 92-year-old, now known as Authorin Lucy Foster, attended the school for 3 days in 1956 before being expelled over threats to her life and protests by whites. Amazon warehouse workers in some locations will no longer be required to mask up.
Amazon recently has been requiring masks during the rapid spread of the Omicron variant. Now the Wall Street Journal says Amazon will allow fully vaccinated workers inside its warehouses to work without a mask. It previously only required unvaccinated staff to wear masks. However, unvaccinated Amazon workers are losing some benefits. By March 18th, if employees haven't received two doses of the vaccine, they will not be eligible for COVID-19 related paid leave. Amazon employs about 1 million workers in the U.S., most of them in warehouses. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
MoviePass, the service that allowed people to have unlimited movie tickets for monthly fees, returning. Co-founder Stacy Spike says it'll come back sometime this summer. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.